The Gospel of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Jesus said, I tell you, if the people were silent, the very stones would shout out. Please be seated. One verse from our epistle reading that Deacon Claire read for us. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. Creation and reconciliation. Today, we begin our four-week season of creation where we'll be recognizing and exploring different aspects of God as creator and the creation we live in and the creation we are. And I wonder what some of your images are in your mind when I use the term creation. I would guess that many of you might think, initially at least, of the beauty and awe of the natural world. Perhaps like that feeling you can have if you go through the great redwoods and sequoias in California and see those giant trees that makes you feel like you're in a different land. Or perhaps you think of that kind of that beauty and majesty when you're in a green field that seems to go on just forever. You might even rejoice in those spaces, recognizing who you are and in this gift of where we are. Well, I'm from a farm. I saw a lot of large fields with no end to them. Rejoice wasn't my first thought. I saw how much work was there. And the one that was always hardest for me to see, and anyone from a farm will resonate, was fields of grass, alfalfa, clover, oats, which we would later make into hay. And the day after my dad would go bale it all, you could look out over these fields, and as far as you could look, there are bales neatly piled or neatly set in rows where the baler went. And our baler made 60-pound bales, which if you know anything about, that is actually quite small. These days they make absolutely huge ones, but we had relatively small ones. And the benefit of those small bales is that you can move them around quite easily. A person can move them around quite easily. Of course, the problem with the small bales is that a person can move them around quite easily. We didn't have a bale wagon. My dad had his boys. And so we would go out in the morning and see literally thousands of hay bales over the various fields that we had, nicely sitting in rows, waiting for us to bring them in. The joy of creation. And then when I ask an image that you might have had about the natural world, some of you might have a background of mine and think of that, or think about what creation is. I think most people do think somehow, though, of the natural world. Mountains, lakes, oceans, trees. Whatever your deep experience from your associations. You might also think about animals that live in those spaces. Those flocks of birds, rivers teeming with life. But I would guess that at least for some of you, one thing that doesn't come up when I say the word creation very frequently is humans. That we indeed are part of creation. And I think sometimes we can get the idea, because of our good theology, that we are stewards of creation, that sometimes we can think we're not really part of it. We care for the creation. We're not the creation. That's the thing out there. On the farm, I have to say that's how we thought of it. We owned the farm, we worked the farm, we harvested from the farm. We very much cared for the farm. We were either wise or unwise stewards. But it was work we were doing to something else. It was a creation. We were doing our best to make a business of it. We never thought of ourselves as creation in that same way. But our epistle reading this morning says, "And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross." All things. It doesn't say simply all people, but people are clearly and obviously included. It doesn't say all the rest of the creation excepting humans. All things. We are creation. And so in this season of creation, or the concept of creation care that we often use, we recognize, what are we caring for? Is it those forests and lakes and fields of grass and alfalfa and oats? Absolutely. But it is also ourselves. Our very selves, our very communities. That's part of creation care too. So really, when we talk about creation care, maybe it's better just to call it care. What we care about in this world. Every aspect of God's creation, including ourselves. And then there's another aspect, I think, of creation we also have in our minds. If you ask people to share stories sometime recently, when you've been out in creation, I don't know what comes to your mind, but I would guess at least some of you with that phrase would think of times you went like hiking or camping or something like that. I would guess that when we talk about being out in creation, very few of us have the image of being inside a human-built building like we are right now. The thought, I think, is that for many of us, we assume that, well, if humans built it, well, then it doesn't really count as being part of creation. It's a product of this earth, though. We have formed and managed it in some way. It didn't naturally grow like this. But is it really not part of creation? And after all, what else is it? And I hope that what I've just said, no one feels shamed by what I said. You very well may never have thought of humans as part of creation, nor the thought of buildings and spaces we curate as part of creation. And you're not wrong to think that, because I think we have been more or less trained to think that way. We've idealized the concept of creation to be that which is perfect and beautiful as compared to what humans do, which is corrupt and confusing. It's as if we are saying, well, creation is what God would do if humans simply weren't around, which, if then interacted by humans, just causes all kinds of problems with sin and death. And in some way, I think I could understand, and we can understand, why we would think that. A colleague at our pastor's text study this last week made the observation that part of the challenge they had with our text from Genesis is that it places humans as the stewards of creation, as if creation needed us to care for it. But today, most of the intervention we need to do in creation care to very much address the needs of creation are just to rectify the problems we, the said stewards, seem to have already caused it. And so we don't necessarily think of the things we build and we do, like buildings and sewers and different things, as part of creation. They seem like the challenge to creation sometimes. But in our text, Paul writes to the Colossians, and through him, God was pleased to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. All things are reconciled. And that word reconciled is an important one. The root word within it means to change, to alter. To reconcile is to alter and transform, to change, so that parties that are in contention come back together. It's not just a legal maneuver to stay where you are, but we'll decide to be back together. No, there's a real change. And God reconciles through Christ all things back to God. Notice God is not reconciled. God does not change. It is the creation. All things are reconciled to Christ. They are changed and transformed and brought back to who God is. All of creation. All that has been set askew has come back and is now in full relationship again. All of creation. All of us. All of the things we have done to the wholeness of the world around us and to ourselves. All of it is reconciled. But it's not just reconciled in some sort of vague way that, well, we'll all get along, but in a very specific place, in the blood of the cross. The cross itself is a creational moment of God. It's an event that brings life. To reconcile to God all creation is to bring life to all creation. The life that really is life. The Word of God, it says in our gospel reading, in which there is life. That's what the cross does. A creational moment. Our theme in this season of creation, which you see in the front cover of your bulletin, it'll be there all 4 weeks. It's called Rooted in God's Living Soil. About 14 verses after our lesson from Colossians is Colossians 2, 6 to 7, which says this, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving, rooted and built up in him. Our roots as the reconciled creation is found in one tree, the tree of the cross. That's the creational power of God. Humans have taken things of creation, like trees, those joyous, wondrous thing trees that we see like in the redwoods, and have twisted them to make them instruments of death, like that of a cross. But the creational aspect of God's action in our lives is that God takes what was intended for death and reconciles it, changes it, and makes it an action of life. For it to be something of creation, it is something of life. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. All things on earth and in heaven. All creation is found and tied together in the tree of the blood of the cross. And as we are reconciled to Christ in that one cross, we are also reconciled to the rest of creation. One another. Those great redwoods that we love so much, those roots aren't very deep. The trees go hundreds and hundreds of feet high. The roots, almost never more than 10 feet deep. That's it. but they extend, can go 60, 80, even 100 feet in any direction. And the only way they can stand as high as they do is because those roots tie in to everything around them, including some of the buildings we build. In our being reconciled to Christ, we become reconciled to one another. The cross draws us into Christ and the rest of creation. We as one being with all others. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. We have been changed, transformed, reconciled to God. Life is bestowed in us and through us on the cross as God's good creation. Amen.